Tomorrow I'll do something out of stories. My feet will walk on earth that is not of earth.
Unforeseen circumstances are hard to prepare for. If you can prepare for them, they're foreseen.
Unless our plans change catastrophically, it should be fine.
I've been asleep for decades. How much more patience do you want?
They're growing us a village next to the base of a space elevator on a brand new planet.
For you to have this new and better world, I have to stay behind and make it.
Unimaginable animals.
You didn't try the cheese.
What will it mean for all the stories you've told me to be alive on a new world?
It's so beautiful.
Trust me.
Here we go.
Check out This Planet Needs a Name everywhere podcasts are found.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is Juno Steel and the Tools of Rust.
Well, make yourselves at home. We're probably going to be here for a while.
How long do you predict?
A couple weeks at least. Or months, if I've really done something to get stuck in Dark Matter's craw.
But we can't stay here for that long. Everybody's in trouble and the captain's waiting for us.
The captain, huh? That answers that at least.
It answers the question, do we have a captain? But I do not recall anyone asking that.
No, it explains you two. Jetsakuliak was always a solo act. Thought you two must be together. Hard to imagine the unnatural disaster falling in love and starting a little criminal family.
I do not experience romantic or sexual attraction for Rita.
Yeah.
Or anybody else, and I never have. But there are much greater bonds than blood that create a family. And we are that. Family.
Huh. You sure you're not Jet's twin brother or something?
My name is Jetsakuliak.
A twin brother also named Jet, then.
Oh, that'd be a twist!
The concept is absurd as well as untrue. I am the man you met 20 years ago. The same man who used your experimental bomb to vaporize 15 innocent people.
Right in front of me. That was the first time I ever watched one of my weapons used on real people.
I did not know you were watching. Nor do I see how it makes a difference to the 15 who are gone.
I think nothing makes a difference to them anymore. I think that all the time. It's Rita, right? You probably want to reach out to your captain, I'm guessing. But it's not going to happen so long as my comms jamming relay is active.
You really are a genius. Can you deactivate it, pretty please?
Nope.
Intendida.
Literally can't. Sorry. I built the thing myself, made it indestructible, but I never finished it.
Then, but how does it work?
I built all the parts that make it work. I just never built the off switch. Here.
Ugh.
If you want that thing deactivated, finish it for me. You know how to code?
Yeah, I'm the best at coding!
Well, forget all that, because I made my own programming language to make it work, so you're back at square one.
Oh, this sounds fun!
If its system is so complicated, Intendida, then I think that you should be the one to finish what you've started.
I'd like to, but I'll be a little busy. If you two want to get out of here that badly, I'll have to finish building my tunneling drone.
You leave many projects unfinished.
I leave all of them unfinished, actually. My little political statement for me in protest of me. Come with me, Jet. The tunnel drone's pretty big. I'll probably need some muscle.
I could not see the value in leaving a project unfinished then. I think it still requires meditation as I walk the halls of the Carte Blanche late at night, thinking about Intendida, about unfinished bombs, about unfinished people. With an unfinished bomb, could I have created the pain I did? Would I have found another way, or is the bomb as responsible as I am? My name is Jetsakuliak. I am one half of the destructive force that killed 15 people in one blast. For no reason. With no meaning.
Here he is. The Bordrone Alpha. My robot slash mole slash half-finished son. What do you think?
Ionized plasma drills. Sophisticated ones. This will melt any material.
If you're going to build something, you might as well build the best.
That was not a compliment. Here. Here. And here. Your heat sinks are positioned to vent the plasma's heat back at the body of the drone. This device will melt itself before it's tunneled 100 yards.
No moving those sinks either. You'd burn the engine if you tried.
You could expand the chassis. Then
the main body would become too heavy, which would require a larger engine, which would require more heat sinks, and just the places you don't want them.
Then this is irreparable.
It doesn't need repairs. That's the design.
Then it is a poor drill.
Maybe, but it's a great this thing. Who said whether an invention works is the most important thing?
Everyone.
Not me. These days, everything I make doesn't work. It's built not to. With design so tight, there's no getting around it. No fixing the flaw. Because the flaw is the device itself. Are things only valuable if they're useful? That's what I've been wondering. That's what I've been working on ever since. 100 yards should be more than enough for you two to get out of here anyway. I just have to hook the engine up and you'll be good to go.
I will attach the engine.
You don't trust me?
I do not know you, but I know I do not trust us. I will do this alone.
Interesting way of looking at it. All right. Suit yourself. So, what is it you need from me this time, Jetsukuliak? Another bomb? I'd offer you another Iris of Jupiter, but the planet's a Cyclops, and you took the one eye it had.
None of these things. We do not require weaponry.
First time I've ever heard anyone say that.
We need to know how to deactivate one of your weapons. Or destroy it, if either is possible.
It might be. Do I get any more information than that?
I have not decided yet. Why are you wanted by the Solar Government, Mtendera?
Nothing but good reasons. And sorry, but I haven't decided if I'm telling you more.
You said that you required something from us, but I cannot help you if I do not know what you've done.
Besides killing billions of people.
The Solar Government celebrated those billions of deaths. I am curious to know what you did that made them turn on you so quickly.
Ah, so you're worried you're going to help me do something even worse? Whatever scary thing the government was trying to keep me from doing?
I do not know you, but I know...
You don't trust us, right? You said that.
Then what did you do, Dendera?
So, how's the car?
I do not follow.
You and I have talked plenty already about the bomb and about the Iris, but you stole 3 things from me that day. You haven't brought up the car once. That makes me curious. I like to look in where other people haven't. Everyone always forgets the car. It's like it makes them forget about it. It's interesting.
The Ruby 7 cannot make anyone do anything. It is a vehicle. A machine. It can only be made to act.
20 years ago, you told me it made you steal it.
20 years ago, I was a different man.
Still named Jetsukuliak.
If we are the compositions of our brains and the collisions of neurological chemicals, then I was a different man. I added many chemicals to myself in those days. I built that man, and I am responsible for his actions. But without those chemicals, I cannot be that Jetsukuliak anymore.
So a person is just the sum of their chemicals.
It is how we act and are brought to act. So yes.
Interesting. Put that down a minute. Follow me.
But Rita...
She'll be fine. Does she look like she's aching for company right now?
What if I... Like in the movie! Except... No, in that movie they blew up a little bit.
Your point is taken. Show me what you wish. I followed Mtendera down a short hall and into a second workroom. This looked different than the other. Less clutter. In the first workroom lay piles of parts and imperfect devices. In this, there was only one project.
This is my bottomless battery.
Is it like your tunneling drone? What is its flaw?
Just that it's not finished. But this one? Do you know what life is like on the Outer Rim right now, Jet?
I imagine it depends on the life in question. If it is anything like everywhere else, very few are well off, some are comfortable, and most are not well.
That's a safe bet. But it's bad out there. Before the Outer Rim admitted it lost the war, its bones were picked clean by war profiteers. Both you and me in our own ways. I sold the weapons that killed their children. You smuggled things across the border and upcharged every cred out of their pockets.
My rates were competitive, even then. Running the border was dangerous work.
Is that where the unnatural and unnatural disaster came from? A little something extra to keep the pulse up? bravery in a bottle, tenacity in a tincture?
The process of my recovery suggests that I would have struggled with addiction eventually. It was in the structure of my brain. But that is why I happened to start. One close call at the border. I was very frightened, and perhaps guilty. Have you achieved your purpose in showing me this generator that cannot generate? I would like to finish repairing your drone as quickly as possible.
The power companies in the Outer Rim don't have much power to dole out. And what they do have, they charge 15 or 20 times market price for. This is second Dark Ages stuff, Jet. People don't have refrigeration. They don't have electricity. And on planets that are uninhabitable without a lot of tech running to make them inhabitable, that's not just put a sweater on and stop complaining. That's death. Until this.
This generator that does not generate.
But it will. This is the bottomless battery. The first one ever made. It can hold any amount of power stably without risk of explosion or meltdown. Hook it up to a few nuclear fusion plants for a billion years, and it will still be charging. It could give an entire Outer Rim planet so much power that power becomes free, like air, because there's so much of it, and another 10 batteries on the way.
1 billion years is a long time.
That's why I need to build it in this city, with these winds. It's complicated, but when you take the temperatures of the wind in Neptune, you find that there are two distinct layers, one hot and one cold. It's the perfect breeding ground for spiral storms. And if you could just build turbines strong enough to survive those winds and connect them to a battery large enough to store the power, you could have a renewable source of infinite energy right here, easily. In 1 year with the right turbines, you could generate enough power to light up an entire planet for a century. I just wanted to do good things for people. It's the worst monsters who say that, but it's true. The war had been killing millions for 2 centuries. When I realized I had a gift for engineering, I thought, why not engineer something that can stop the killing? Net profit of lives, I told myself. I wasn't killing people. I was saving people. But it takes two, doesn't it? One to build the gun and one to shoot it. I learned that the day you robbed me.
I learned the same.
Why'd you do it?
I would rather not.
You had the Iris. You had the Ruby 7. You were escaping in the ultimate getaway car. They couldn't have caught you if you gave them 100 chances at it, but you dropped my bomb. And I watched while the 15 people behind you were shredded to pieces. Then pieces of pieces, and then nothing. Why, Jet?
Why? I had asked myself that for a long time. I had killed those people. It was not a boogeyman inside of me. And if I told myself that man was dead and buried, perhaps that was the only way I could go on.
We have him cornered. Move into position.
Cornered, yeah. I'll show you cornered. Hit him with the Pelican bootleg, Ruby.
All units, proceed with caution. Subject is armed and has taken down 2 cars already.
3 cars. 3! Idiots can't count. Look, you don't make that 30.
That'd show them. Hell, why stop at 30?
We've got what we need, don't we? Don't we? Start the turn and I'm gonna give you something, Ruby. A little present. Something I picked up along with you. How's that sound? And we're gonna set it just as free as you are, Ruby. Here you go. There it is. We'll hit the bootleg. We'll always hit the bootleg. Invincible. The two of us gonna be legends. And after that, when we're off at 1,000 miles an hour, I want you to drop this behind us. Now let's hit this thing.
Daniels, the perp is getting dangerously close to you. Get out of there.
Too late, Daniels. All right. Start the turn. Main thruster off. Rear bumpers A&T. Keep turning. Feel for it, Ruby. Come on, feel for it with me. Now.
Back up. All units.
That's it, that's it. Drop the package, Ruby. And kaboom.
My motive does not matter. What I did is not something that can ever be forgiven.
Never. You really think that?
I do.
That's... wow. I don't think I could live like that.
I was convinced I should. So now I do, with strict controls. The unnatural disaster is dead.
No, I couldn't do it. I don't agree anyway. The only way to get past all the evils you've done is to balance them out. That's what the bottomless battery is for. Jet, this is what I need from you. This battery.
What?
You were a smuggler in the war. A good one. And I need some parts smuggled to me. Things to finish my battery.
Dark Matters will not let you stay to finish it, Intendida.
You and I are responsible for a lot of pain. A lot. On the Outer Rim and everywhere else. This can counteract all that. You say it's all in the chemicals of the brain, but people make each other who they are, too. And we could be completely different people if you helped me with this. Jet?
I am here because we require the key to the lockbox you built. That is all.
Lockbox? The one they're supposed to be keeping the Cure Mother Prime in?
Supposed to be.
It's not like I ever saw it. It sounds like a fairy tale to me. Some pharmaceutical suits came and gave me a job and I took it. That's all I know. I only heard about the Cure Mother Prime and rumors after the fact.
We do not know either. But we plan to open that box regardless, and you will give us the key.
What makes you think I have a key?
You built it.
Then I would have given away the key when I sold it.
But you know how it works. How to open it.
There's no way to open that box, Jet. That's the point of it. It's not a cage. It's a weapon. Just another weapon. Like everything else I ever finished.
The Ruby 7 is not a weapon.
I hope so. I sure hope so. And even if it isn't... Never mind.
I think it is time to return to the tunneling drone now.
So, just no response then? I'll help you get out of here, but you won't help me with my battery? Whatever. I'll be working on my battery if you need me.
I left them to do so. I had my own work to tend to. We worked separately for a long time. I could feel Rita's gaze on me time and again. I would not blame her if she feared me, but that loss wounded me regardless. When Rita finally spoke to me, only 2 hours remained on La Verrier.
Mr. Jap?
Is the comms jammer complete yet?
Almost. I needed a break. It's hard doing all this thinking without any snacks. All Intendida's got are these big, weird brownies.
Those are rations. There is enough food for a full day in one brick.
So, I shouldn't have eaten 5 of them?
I mean, 6?
Should is always a difficult question.
I guess so, yeah.
Mr. Jet, how many people have you killed?
The number is both higher and lower than you were expecting.
What? But that doesn't make any sense.
24 people. I have killed 24 people in my career.
Huh. Yeah, that is both higher and lower than I was expecting.
After the 15, they were all in self-defense or to protect those who I care for.
So you had to do it.
There may have been other ways, but I did not see them at the time.
Oh.
I thought being a thief would be a lot of fun. Like an action movie. I don't mind it when a bad guy dies. That's how it's supposed to work, you know? In all the shows. And when I heard we were trying to steal something so important, something that was going to help so many people, that was even better. But... do you have to kill to be a thief?
I do not know. I am trying to find that out.
Like Intendida's trying to find out if something's got to be useful to be good.
I think that is different.
But why?
Intendida and I may have been alike once, but I have changed.
Maybe. What do you think they did to get the Solar Government so mad at him?
I do not know.
I keep thinking about that. They made stuff that killed more people than anyone ever, maybe. What could be worse than that? I can't think of anything.
If you cannot know it, Rita, I do not think I ever could.
All I know is I'm glad I'm here with you, Mr. Jet. Even if you did bad things. So, thanks.
I do not deserve your thanks.
How about my hugs?
I have done nothing to earn them.
Come on, pretty please?
I am busy.
Oh, pretty. Ah! What was that?
Explosion from above. Someone's trying to tunnel down to us.
Intendida!
Complete that comms jammer as quickly as possible. We may need to call for help.
Okay, Mr. Jet.
Intendida, are you injured? Intendida! There is rubble blocking the door. Are you all right?
I will be, as soon as I'm sure none of it's damaged my battery.
Your compound is being attacked. I believe Dark Matters has found us.
Probably.
Then we must leave.
I'll talk them down.
One typically listens before one attempts to detonate the entrance.
Well, I'm not leaving without my battery. They can kill me if they want, but I need this battery. It's the point.
The point of what?
The point of me now. Go. Finish the board zone and get your friend out of here.
Thanks, Jet. I liked that door.
You should not die, Mtendada.
Why not? After everything I've done, why not? That day we've been talking about, we killed 15 people, Jet. But if I'd finished it and sent it to the front, that bomb would have killed hundreds. My weapons have killed so many people. There is no forgiveness after that.
You are correct. We will never be forgiven. But that is not a reason to die. Not when other good can still be done. The past is dead behind us. The future is potential.
My battery.
You will build another, or teach someone else to, or do something else that is good. It will not be better than the suffering we've caused, but it will be good, and that must be enough. It is all we have.
All right. You got me. I'm coming.
I did not tell him, Tendera, that the words I'd used to convince them were not my own. They were words Buddy had said to me 7 years ago. I would thank her for them later. Again and again and again.
Mr. Jet! I did it! I finished the comms jammer! I'm turning it off now! Wow, that was fast. Are you gonna answer that, Mr. Jet?
That is not my comms.
Well, it ain't mine.
It's mine.
Sounds like someone really wants to talk to you.
It's my Dark Matters officer. But I never gave him the number for this comms.
Maybe they just want to talk?
I do not think so.
I'll put it on speaker. That way I can help you finish the board drone while I try to talk them down. Agent F, this is Mtendere.
I'm afraid that Agent F is no longer in charge of your case, Mtendere. You're speaking to Agent G, Mal. How are you?
That socket, there.
If this is a private joke between you and Agent F, I'm afraid I don't understand it.
I'm doing fine, besides all the rubble in my hair. Can I ask when I'll be able to talk to Agent F?
Sadly, Agent F has been moved off your case.
I'm supposed to receive notification.
This is your notification, Mtendere. I'm sorry, but there's been a change in direction for the organization.
Who says?
I'm afraid that's classified. But you can rest assured that our priorities have not changed. We make the galaxy safe. There can be no peace and no progress if our galaxy does not feel like a safe place to live, don't you think? That's the greatest good there is. And it's nothing personal, Mtendere. Not personal at all. But we've reviewed your case, and we no longer think the galaxy can be safe with such a prolific weapons designer in it. Especially one who can deactivate an entire army at their command.
They can what?
I can only deactivate my weapons. If nobody uses them, then there's no problem.
That was the old line of thinking, yes. But new calculations suggest otherwise. I'm so sorry.
I barely finished. Keep her on the line for just a few minutes more.
Then, if you want me so badly, why am I still alive? Aren't you supposed to disappear people?
Very observant. Our operation has been more disorganized than usual, and the agents responsible have been taken care of. I won't let these mistakes happen again.
Maybe you'd change your mind if you knew what I have down here. I've been working on something.
We know about your battery, Mtendere. It's part of the problem.
What?
Ordra is functional. You must hurry.
Mtendere, who is that? I hope you aren't thinking of...
Hopefully they can't track us without my comms. Turning on the Boar drone.
So must we be. Through the tunnel. Quickly!
It's the captain!
Jet, I haven't been able to get a hold of you. Is everything all right?
We haven't, Tendere. Everything is fine.
No! It ain't!
Everything is fine, excluding the fact that we were nearly killed in a cave-in. Also, Dark Matters is in pursuit.
You two as well. My, my. Insistent, aren't they? Or maybe desperate. Either way, it isn't especially attractive. Well, darlings, I have very good news and very bad news. What would you like first?
A ride! Back to the ship! And then he can tell us the good and bad news after! Would be nice!
Good news it is, then. Vespa, Juno, and Ransom have escaped back to the carte blanche without Dark Matters identifying them. The bad news is that I now expect you to do the same.
Well, that ain't so bad!
The catastrophic news is that they had to take your car to do it.
You never said there was catastrophic news!
Well, most catastrophes come unannounced, darling. It felt more appropriate that way.
Do you mean the Ruby 7, buddy?
No, the car you used to go shopping.
Can't someone drive it back to pick us up?
Well, that's the doubly catastrophic news, I'm afraid.
I'm gonna faint. I swear my whole heart can't take this.
The car was destroyed in the attempt. We are down to just the Ruby 7. That's why I called you, Jet. Is it safe enough to come get you in? Jet?
I see no other way.
Of course. Find a good place for us to pick you up, darlings, and we'll be there before you can say, how dare you leave me stranded in a city swarming with Dark Matters agents.
Intendida, we need high ground. What do you suggest?
This tunnel should lead us about a block away from City Hall. You break us in and we can wait on the roof.
That sounds easy.
If we can manage to run two blocks in the open city without the most observant Dark Ops organization in human history spotting us...
Oh.
Then that must be our plan. Quickly! But Dark Matters did not bother to patrol the streets of La Verrier. It was a city floating in a maelstrom, and that meant there was only one way to leave.
They got so many cars up in the sky. I've never seen that many Dark Matters agents.
And they're parked in front of the dome gates from the look of it. No way out except through them.
We hit on the roof regardless. We had no other options. Our time on La Verrier was nearly up at last, but I felt no relief. Get ready. The Ruby 7 approaches.
It does. It's been a long time.
Oh, and the captain's calling. Must be to tell us she's here. Rita's dire situation. This is Rita. Hi, Captain A.
Jet, Rita, I'm afraid I have even more bad news for you.
Perhaps this should wait till after we are in the car, buddy.
That's the news, darling. The Ruby 7 is missing.
What?
Now that's interesting.
We're doing our best to locate it. We aren't certain if it's been stolen.
I do not think it has been stolen, buddy.
And why is that?
Because it is here, without an operator.
What? I didn't tell her to. I didn't even see it, darling.
We will solve this when we return. Goodbye. In the car. Now.
It's like it came to save us. But how did it know we were in trouble?
You've always been full of mysteries, haven't you, Ruby? Miss you, old thing.
Now is not the time, Tendera. The Ruby 7 is acting without command from an operator. That is very dangerous for us right now.
Is it?
Yes. It is. Escaping La Verrier without Dark Matters identifying us will require pinpoint precision in driving. You must fix this car.
It's not broken, Jet.
Uh-oh.
A vehicle that does not listen to its driver is like your tunneling machine that cannot tunnel without destroying itself. It is an interesting experiment, but we need pinpoint precision.
Listen, Jet! Behind us! Dark Matters is coming up right behind us!
Tell me how to fix the car, Intendida!
Jet, I couldn't change the Ruby 7 if I wanted to, okay? I don't know how it works. I didn't make it.
You didn't?
No, I was told to study it. Then you stole it. And from studying it, I learned that it's really good at getting away, but only if you actually turn it on.
Mr. Jet!
So drive!
Ugh. Ruby, maximum speed!
Oh, wow, oh wow, this is so exciting! What else can this car do?
Ruby, give me a full analysis of the Dark Matters roadblock. Rita, please read that screen.
It says, detected, a full perimeter of Dark Matters vessels at all exit points of La Verrier Dome. When Ruby 7 proximity to Dark Matters vessels comes within 400 yards, vessels begin pursuit, but return to positions within 7.9 seconds.
Wow, Ruby, you're smart.
It is not smart, it is a car, and it is called the Ruby 7.
But you called it... Dark Matters! Oh no, they're shooting at us, Mr. Jet!
I'm coming up with an escape plan. The Ruby 7 is out of control, and I cannot trust its calculations.
Ruby! Take evasive maneuvers and calculate...
Do not do this, Intendida.
Calculate the escape plan necessary to avoid identification.
What's it doing?
I do not know. That is the problem.
If it's this or dead, Jet, I choose this.
Yeah, me too. Mr. Jet? In 10 today? What is this? It just looks like a ball.
It couldn't. But that's
a bomb.
Not just a bomb. Don't you recognize it? That's
the bomb from 20 years ago. Yes, I recognize it.
And it's our only way out of here. So here we are, all over again.
I knew what the Ruby 7 was asking me. It wanted to know if I wanted this bomb, if I would make the same choice again if it meant my survival. And I did not know the answer. But this was what I feared in the Ruby 7. This car knew me, the version of me I thought was dead. And it offered what that man wanted. And if I accepted this gift, what would Ruby offer me next? Alcohol? Stimulants? Painkillers? Each made the unnatural disaster more effective. They made him feared. They made him uncontrollable. If the time came and I had to let that man out again because the Ruby 7 knew I wanted to, would I do it?
I am sorry, Ruby. I cannot accept this strategy.
It's your choice, driver. I'm just glad I didn't have to make it. What's it doing?
It's got a message on the screen, Mr. Jet. It says, Pelican Bootleg?
The Ruby 7 must have shorted out somewhere. I think that's the first time anyone's turned its strategy down.
No. The Ruby 7 has made perfect sense. So, you want to try the Pelican Bootleg again, Ruby? All right. Then we'll try it one more time. Together. I would recommend you both fasten your seatbelts. You may wish to close your eyes as well.
Why would I want to close my eyes?
I recognize then why the Pelican Bootleg had never worked before. The maneuver has one significant flaw. It is impossible. The mathematics and timing are too intricate for a human mind to control. And so I must loosen my grip, and I must fall. And I must trust in the world as I know it to be. And I know that the Ruby 7 and I can complete the maneuver. We have done so before. We will do so again.
Mr. Chad, what are you doing? You're driving us straight at the Leverian Market!
No, I won't take full control this time. You can just... feel it out, Ruby. At last, I had to force myself to meet the truth that scared me the most. Just as I had to force myself to meet Intendida. The unnatural disaster is not dead. He never can be, and he never will be.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, we're gonna die just a billion ways all at once, which is very exciting, and oh, I hope they make a movie about this one, but I'm never gonna see it because we're gonna die!
And so I unlock the cage of the unnatural disaster. I shake his hand, and I grip that hand while he works. I grip it hard because I was never supposed to kill him, and I was never supposed to lock him away. Only recognize him, then manage him.
This has been funny, Jet, but if you don't turn now, you're going to smash 100 people with this car.
Feel it, Ruby. Feel it. Just a few degrees more.
Their shots are getting awful close, Mr. Jet.
Calm me down, Ruby. Go!
Dark matters. And we completed the Pelican Bootleg.
That's real nice and scary and nice, Mr. Jet. But what's that noise?
The noise I generated is referred to as laughter, Rita, but I admit I do not know the name of what the room.
No, I mean that hissing. Intendere, do you hear?
When I turn, I see two small holes in the back seat of the Ruby 7. One in the window, and one in Tendida's chest. They are breathing. Air leaks through the window. Neither seems like a good sign.
Sorry to ruin the mood, friends.
Rita, keep an eye on our rear.
But Mr. Chet, if Tendida just got shot and... Oh no, I can't just sit here and watch someone die, I can't...
Rita, I will care for Tendida. You will keep an eye on our rear and ensure that we sustain no more fire. Then we will all escape alive. Do you understand?
Yeah, Mr. Jet. I understand.
Good. Ruby, print a patch for the hole in that window. Then continue our course to the Carte Blanche. Intendere, are you well?
Feeling great. How do I look?
You look like you've been shot through several vital organs and will die shortly. Ruby, calculate optimal means of sustaining Intendere's survival.
Don't bother, Jet. I'm gone.
Ruby, quickly!
Jet, it's over. This car's smart, but it can't do the impossible.
Intendere, you should not give up. You should not die.
Not sure how much say we got about that one.
I've decided that once my family and I have found the cure, Mother Prime, I will return to Le Verrier. I will find you and we will continue work on your battery.
Jet.
I will become a smuggler again. I was very good at that. And the collision of us will no longer be deadly. It will help people. We will...
Jet. Listen.
Yes, Intendere.
None of that's going to happen. The bottomless battery was a dream. And like it or not, that dream's not going to come true anymore. But you still have a shot at the cure, Mother Prime. I'll tell you how to get through my lockbox.
You said it was impossible to open.
It is, but that doesn't mean you can't destroy it. Listen.
That is a nice tune, Intendere. But you were telling me about the key.
The music is the key.
Metaphorically, yes, a greater focus on music and the arts as opposed to war would create more peace, but the actual key...
The notes I am singing are the actual key. After you robbed me, I put that on all of my weapons. Sing that song or hum it or play it, and almost every weapon I ever made will destroy itself. Including the lockbox. I think for all these years I've been terrified of you. Where's the time go, Jet?
It is our propellant, Dendera. We push it behind us so that we may move forward. And you will too. Sing your song and our doctor will take care of you soon.
Just listen. Every note counts.
Intendere, keep singing.
Mr. Jet, please!
Intendere, you will sing the key for the others too. You will build your battery, just keep singing.
We gotta dock Mattis' car in our tail, we gotta lose it before we get to the Carte Blanche.
Yes, just like that. Don't stop. Ruby, let's go.
There is no other way. There is no other
way. Intendere died long before we returned to the Carte Blanche. And now I walk the halls of my family's home, alone, and attempt to confirm every note of the key they sang. Cross-check them against my memory before the memory fades. But it is difficult. My mind is not still. In it stirs old memories of another life. Regrets. A special thirst I cannot quench. And music. How the key might have sounded if Intendere survived.
Why has the birth of spring? What will your garden bring?
7 years ago, when I was at my lowest, Buddy found me drunk and babbling on the counter of her lighthouse bar. I was holding a gun. It was unclear which of us I meant it for.
I may not have known. That is why I was the unnatural disaster. I could not be predicted or controlled. I thought that was powerful. I've told myself that man is dead and I do not mourn him. But today in the Ruby Seven, I wonder if he doesn't have his place too. As did Mtendera, the weapons designer. Perhaps the Peacekeeper can be born from the ashes of the Warlord. But that isn't the whole truth either. It is too neat. It is business of the self. It is anything but neat. I think I will go for a drive to clear my mind. And when I arrive there... the Ruby Seven waits for me.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creator Sophie Takagi Kaner and songwriter and actor Anjimli.
We have someone who just has a great voice to start with and build the character around them, and it will just kind of fall into place. And I feel like it did. Wow. And it's been very cool to work with you as someone who is new to acting. Like, that's a very cool experience that I haven't really had before.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping the same thing that you just said. I was like, if y'all just tell me how to do the thing. I was like Googling like voice acting for dummies for rehearsal. And it was
lovely.
Like, it would, the advice wasn't helpful. I was like, I'll just have to figure it out when I do it.
Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, pins, and socks your hearts desire. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Tash, Rita's wife, Ko, Choi Kwan, Liesling Voss, Juno Steel Vapes Axe Body Spray, Lin Go, NB Shaper, Jasper James, Caroline Seidman, Snecken Snididel, Red L, Sophia Anderson, Izzy J, Kim Dauber, Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Kim Zeigen, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Juno Steel and the Tools of Rust, was told by the following people. Alexander Stravinsky as Jet Sekuliak, and Jim Lee as Mtendere, Kate Jones as Rita, Sarah Gazdovich as Buddy, and Marge Dunn as Agent G. The song featured in this episode, Any Day Now, was written and performed by Anjimli. You can find their music on Spotify. Just search for Anjimli. That's Anjimile. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear travelers. We hope you will join us again soon.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. it sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.